Let's go. So we are holding a middle of a sugya, and I couldn't not address what's going on in the world today, which is we spoke that once out. There's a Ramami Panu which says when a recognizable part of the world is under destruction, that is relevant for the cheshbonis of the Bira Olam. So don't make this silly mistake and think, 10,000 or one or two, it's all the same. It's not true. Whenever there are, it's so, such a big part of the world, just like destroyed or missing or being tampered by such a tragedy, so that is something which has to be more us. And now our nice, when you want to have a nice hesper, there are people which are for that, that they should be calmed down, that they can't sleep further on. And then they say it says already in the midrashim, or you find a medrash achbir kas ksaviat be gnizas kairo, which has a nusach which will tell you that this will happen and you will be happy with it, and then you don't have to think anything anymore because that's it. Or you'll say your own construct, which you say, yeah, it is malchus yishmoel mit esof mit alkol mine hazayot ve. The birburim leminehem, and you will be happy with that. Over here, this is not so much the case because there is no clear Kabbalah biyodeinu where to be mizyachas these people. That's right. It's not Ishmael and not Esav. You don't know. So perhaps we have to think about ourselves too. Esher, there is an inyan also to think about ourselves and not only about. What do Chazal say that we can put it in a certain, in a drawer, and then it's not going to get to us? So, what happened there is for sure that, in a terrible way, the world turned over to a place which is not livable, absolutely not livable. Now, normally, it's three or four Yesoides, or there are three places to be, When you have the Oretz, and you have the Mayim, and you have the Avir, and all the three are contaminated or kaput. Yeah? It's what the Oretz has removed, and what the water made a flood, and what the Avir is full with radioactivity to an amount which is, it's not to believe, Michlal. It's not to believe how much this, it's for sure that it's, the Weissachais, it is for sure. That the worst scenario happened there, That's Weissachois for sure. Yeah? So everything is contaminated. I mean, everything is kaput, That means the world is not the place to live in. That means the world doesn't enable Chaye Odom. The world is not enabling Chaye Odom. So the world has to be a place for Chaye Odom, for a life of a man, has to be. To be a place for a man, a human being living, that's the Rotzon of the Bira Olam. Over there, he was Megale, that the world is now not a place to live in. Yeah? This part of the world, but that's again, that the Ramami Panu says, when to a big part of the world, to a recognizable part of the world, something happens, that is relevant in the eyes of the Bira Olam. That's not the same thing as one goy, or 10 goyim, or 50 goyim, or 10,000 goyim, or 100,000 goyim, it's all the same. No, it's not. He says, by Nineveh ira gdoilo, that's why they say Nineveh ira gdoilo, they were full of goyim, because it was a big town, a big city, it was a recognizable part of the world, so then this whole cheshbon from the Bira Olam was different. Okay, so by us too. So that we get the message, the world is a place which is hostile to a human being. Yeah, you can't live in that. Good? No, not good, but that's it. Yeah? So when we think now about ourselves, so this is exactly what we have to think about ourselves. That our world is now not angel and not the streets. That's not the case. That is not what we have to think. But our world is our world of Avodas Hashem. And our world of Avodas Hashem has to be a world which enables life of Avodah. And that is what we were touching on last time, that our world in Avodas Hashem is not a world which is geared towards Avodah. Just imagine, gearing towards Avodah, which normally the gearing towards Avodah of the world is that you are obligated. That was always the case in all the former years. There were Chiyuvim, and the Chiyuvim made a person work. But today, Chiyuvim don't do this. Yeah? Because we can work around the Chiyuvim. We spoke about that last time. You can work around them. For example, this very silly and simple example, when we have the Chiyuv Gomor of Yediyas HaTorah, Rabbi Tzele says it, there's a Chiyuv of Yediyas HaTorah, but today, this whole business with the computers and these working around the Yediyas HaTorah, because you can't have a Yediyas HaTorah without knowing anything, that diminishes the demand of Yediyas HaTorah to a tremendous amount. To a tremendous amount. This lachatz, this obligation, this very simple obligation that you have to know, otherwise you can't reproduce that knowledge. You know, you just simply can't reproduce it. Today, no, you can reproduce knowledge or even produce knowledge which you never learned. Yeah? So really you don't have to know in order to know. Yeah, it's not the case. So that diminishes the mechayev is very, very low. That's right, very low. So the mechayev is not making you a world of avodah. That means we are lacking the yesoides of our world. That's like a background. The mechayev in avodah is a background, and that background should enable work. Avodah is Hashem. Background is that I am mechuyev. But today, what I am mechuyev doesn't create the right background, that because of that I am doing the work. No, I'm not. It doesn't create that background. Yeah? And even more so, it's even more than that, that's not only we can't work around it, we don't want that to be mechuyev. I was through that a lot of times, and I was mashkiach in yeshiva, perhaps it's more by the Israeli tzibur, but I think it's by all of them. I was in the mashkiach in yeshiva, and I came to a bocher, and I wanted to obligate him about something. I wanted to tell him, you have to come to davening. You know, you have to come to davening. So when I made that with the bocher, I was even not checking up. I was for sure that the next day he will not come. For sure not. Because he has to show me, I don't do it because of you. I'm not a little child, you know. Not because of you I'm coming. I will decide myself. Okay? I persuaded him. I tried to explain to him that makes the day different. But the next day he won't do it. He will do it the day later. Because he doesn't want to take up this mechayev. I'm a mature boy, you know. I do whatever I think what's right, you know. I don't need you. That's a terrible thing. Because my nafkemina, whether the mechayev is the Shulchan Aruch, or the mechayev is the Beroilom, or the mechayev is the Mashgiach, the boss of Adam, what's the difference? Makes absolutely no difference. In the realm of a mechayev, makes no difference. Elamai, you simply don't want to work out of a chiyuv. You do not want to do that. No, I do not want. I'm a mature person. I make my own decisions. I don't want to be looked after. I don't want that. So I don't want the mechayev. We'll see that. It's not only merida. We'll see that. You think it's only merida. It's only prikasol. No. That's something else involved, which is the very core of our work. But now we have to understand. When we want to create that our world, that the message I get from these Japan disasters, which are unbelievable, is, you know, the world, it ceases to be a place for human beings. That means it's a hostile place. You can't breathe the air, you can't live on the ground, and you can't, the water is everywhere. So when the world is a hostile place to a human being, in Avodas Hashem, means that we have to understand that our work with ourselves, our work with our avoidance Hashem has to take into account the existing reality. It will not help for us that we are relying on a way of avoida which is efficient for former generations. That will not do the work. Because the world has to be a place to live in now. We can't just sitting in nostalgia and say, you know, once it was a very good time, you know, people were very big. Because we have to accept that the Mechayev, this simple Mechayev, is not the doesn't do the job. I want to take that as a reality. You could be Choylik. You could say, okay, no, the Mechayev is still enough, you know, only have to have enough Mechayev. One could have a dispute on that. It doesn't matter to me. Zilach Patli, you can do whatever you want. I don't want to force you into anything. But I personally hold that we have to find avoide in a way which is matim to us, because it's SOS. That means we get a very clear message. Rebbe, chaser lecha ba'olam. Yeah, that's the message. Rebbe, chaser lecha. You can't live further on like this. You know? So it's not easy to go to the former generation. And once in a while you go to the former way of avoider, and you want to hook on the former way of avoider, you even don't know what is that way. Yeah? Without, not know, not only you don't do it, you don't know what it said. That's what I went through when I going, I'm holding of learning Musa. I'm holding of that. It's my panosa. Yeah, but so I'm holding of that. So I hold of learning Musa. That's not the point. But, you say, I hold of Rabbi Soel, you know, by us, that's our Derech Avoide, that's Rabbi Soel, and Rabbi Soel Salanto, that's our Derech Avoide. Yeah, but did you once learn Ori Soel? No. No, you don't. But you hold of the Derech Avoide. So did you know that Rabbi Soel wanted to make a Beis HaMuso? Yeah, of course. So why do you have to have a Beis HaMuso? You have to have a Beis HaMuso because what? So Rabbi Sol says, because you have to have a place where you can make these tnuas haguf, you can make these movements with your body, which is needed, who are needed, in order to learn Musa, and you don't have to be ashamed of anyone. That's why you need a Beis HaMuso. That's Rabbi Sol Beforish. That means Rabbi Sol says you don't learn Musa like this. And also even not likes for sign because No. You'd have to learn a Musa like this. Did you once see a person which learns Musa like this? When you see a person which learns Musa like this, then you ask him, do you have any problems, you know? Perhaps, you know, you need help, you know? Yeah. Are you normal, you know? That's why you need a Beis HaMuso. You even didn't know that. But you hold of Rabbi Yisrael. We hold of Rabbi Yisrael? No? Godless order. We all have Godless order, Slobodka. Godless order. Did you know that Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski was davening in Slobodka in the back of the yeshiva? He didn't daven in the front, he was davening in the back. And when he saw a bocha which didn't daven so well, he went to him and said, perhaps you could go to the Rosh Yeshiva, speak to him, to Rav Nosson Tzvi. You go to him. But it was the shittus of Godless order. You know, no one tells me anything what to do. No, that was not the case. There was no yeshiva working like this. No, it was not the case. But that's what you do. You think, Godless order means no one tells me what to do. You know? But Slobodka was the makor of that shittus. And there were people which they were nudnikim amitiim, you know? Real nudnikim, you know? The real ones. And they didn't let you live. You know, but Godless order, all the Godless order. You see, now you want to go according to the former generation. I have a sheet there. Rabbi Sol mit Godless order. You don't know what Rabbi Sol says. You don't know what Alter von Slobodka did. You don't know how Slobodka was built. But you are holding off that sheet there. It, by me, intellectually doesn't work. Even intellectually doesn't work. Loyimi boy, practically doesn't work. Intellectually it does not work. Such things don't work. No, it don't. They don't. You can't say my shita avoda is this and this, and you even don't know what's going on, and then the whole shita doesn't work for you. Yeah? This whole thing doesn't work. Now, be careful. When you have a way to work, for sure, I'm positive, for sure, you will find yesoides for your way of working also in Torah. Because that's not the point. The point, when you find a way of working, you will find it in Torah. But you have to first have the courage to admit that you have to find a way. Afterwards, you'll find what your way is. You'll find the simuchim in Torah, and you'll do that through Torah, because Torah is nitzchi. Torah will always have a way of avoiding for you in the Torah. Yeah, you don't have to be mechadish something out of the Torah. That's not. Only you try to do something according to your reality, and when you try to do something according to your reality, you will find the yesoides of this within Torah, for sure. For sure. But let's see. Let's face reality the way reality is, according to what I see. Yeah? So, the reality, it looks to me very strongly, it looks to me that this point of a mechayev, that you are mechuyev to do a thing. You are obligated, simply obligation. This today is not a thing people want to listen to. They don't want that. Okay? So we have a problem. But we have to do something. So where is this ingredient which makes people work? Where is that? Yeah? Obligations? Schwach. Where is it? So to what I see, I would call that, in Hebrew, you call that chavaya. Chavaya doesn't mean a big, fancy thing. Chavaya means like, You experience something. You experience something in a very, it could also be a subtle thing, but you have to experience, you have to feel. It's not really feeling. It's like sense. You just have to sense something. Yeah? Without sense a thing, it's very difficult to work. That's why everyone wants to feel good about this tefillah, which it's even not supposed to be, you know? You can't davening without any feeling, and it's a good tefillah. Yeah? You don't believe it. You don't believe that. You think, no, when you don't feel anything, it's a bad tefillah. No, it's a good tefillah. You don't feel anything. Well, why not? It's a good tefillah. Where do I know that? That's a good tefillah, that there's a way to do that. I know it because this parshas, Vayikra Tzav Shmini, this parshas, you know. Moshe Rabbeinu was making work in the Mishkan, 7 days. He was the Kohen Gadol. What happened there? What happened these 7 days? You needed the work from Moshe Rabbeinu? Yes. Moshe Rabbeinu was the prototype of a Talmid Chochem? Yes. That he was. Moshe Rabbeinu was the prototype of any Talmid Chochem in the world. Yeah? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron HaKohen is the prototype of the Ovid, of the Avoda. But the Moshe Rabbeinu is the prototype of the Talmid Chochem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was this das of Klal Yisrael, that he was. Rabbeinu was the Rebbe, the Rebbe. You needed his work for 7 days. What happened there throughout these 7 days? What happened? Do you know what? Gurnisht. Shundabal. It's schrecklich to think about that. He was just shechting a behemah, and he was burning it by with his own hands, you know. There was no ner maro vidoylek. Mi yom leyom, you know. There was no sign, not the slightest sign of any Hashroah Zashchina was in that Mishkan 7 days. Nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu worked. You see? There's a place to work without any feeling. The Shechina came down by the eighth day, when Aaron HaKohen went in. But till the eighth day, nothing happened. And you say, no, I can't. It doesn't go. I have to feel something. Okay? So I show you that's not so simple. It's not so simple that you have to feel something. But I now will take that face value. That's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kasher Tzivo Yisro Hashem. Kasher Tzivo Yisro Hashem. That's the whole point of Moshe Rabbeinu in Sof Shmois. The way he was obligated. Kasher Tzivo. Kasher Tzivo. Kasher Tzivo. Kasher Tzivo. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu did. By us, is this the yesod of our avoda? I doubt. I doubt that what makes people work today, it's not kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's not what makes them work. Because when you look around, I don't want to diminish anyone. It could be there are people out there which they do that. They do it in a good way. But most people I know, which they do, kasher tziva es Hashem, they do it because of the tzivui, but they have to be sure that they do it better than the neighbor, or the neighbor should be aware that they do it, or saying things like this. So that means there is another chavaya inside. They sense something else. They don't sense the enjoyment of being close to the Borei Olam, perhaps, but they sense the being better than the other one. Yeah? Being more righteous. Being more frum. That's good. I have nothing against that. But let's face reality. Let's face reality that most of the people today, they are functioning out of some sensitivity, sense. They sense something. They feel something, yeah? And now we are caught. Now you see, now comes that we are caught in this. We are caught, like in a Beit Zohar, by that. Because when we want to sense something, we want to feel, but we look at Avodas Hashem, the whole spectrum of Avodas Hashem by us is taken by obligations. The whole spectrum. The way we perceive Avodas Hashem is all obligated. It's all only doing what other people already did. It's only this. There's no personal initiative there. And it's very difficult to have a chavaya, a sense, a feeling when there is no personal initiative. And this is the riddle. You want to have a feeling in avoide. Yeah? You want to have the feeling in avoide. But when you think about avoide, then there's no feeling, because you only do what others did. There is only a feeling of accomplishing, but that's very dangerous, because you have to do the things on the way, not dafke accomplishing. By us, the feeling is always connected to accomplish. You want to be the God Lador. There are a lot of people which they say, yeah, I want to be a God Lador. So, what is that a good feeling? He thinks yes. I think no. Mistoma, to be the God Lador is one of the worst feelings you could have. Mistoma. Because the whole all of the tzibur is on you. And all the tzoras is in your backyard, you know. It's Mistoma, the worst feeling in the world. I don't know. Wait, you are Americans, you know, most of you. So someone wants to be president of the United States. So when you say yes, you want to be president of the United States, I you need a mental treatment, you know? Because who wants this achrayus? Do you really want this achrayus that you have to now to think, do you want to go to Libya or not want to go to Libya? Do you have to help Japan? How do you have to help Japan? Do you want to have these things bothering you and then you can't sleep? You even can't sleep when you don't know what will be the breakfast of tomorrow, you know? So this and this you could sleep with? No, you couldn't. So you want to be the president of the United States? No. But the God Lador is the same thing, no? Everything is in his backyard. You want to be God Lador? Yeah. Why? Because you have a demon that will be a great feeling. It will be the worst. Yeah? You will be sleep deprived. Yeah, you will not be able to fall asleep. I don't know. Yeah? So what do you want? Now, this feeling which is associated with achieving that you reach somewhere is dangerous. We have to have a feeling which makes us work, not makes us be somewhere. Yeah? So how do you do that? But work is only obligated. I do what's obligated. And this is one of the things which is so bad today. That whenever you think about Avodas Hashem, you always think about that things are prescripted. It's prescripted. It is like there. You want to be mischazek in Birchas Hamazon. That's why you want to daven, say the Birchas Hamazon out of a siddur. Ah, yeah, Rav Shach, yeah. Ah, I want to be mischazek in Tfila. I want to daven out of a siddur. Ah, Reb Chaim Voloshner, yeah. I want to be mischazik in ich weiß benot mal chaveiroi. That's why I do this. It's a terrible thing, you know. You are only able, in your avoda seemingly, you're only able to do things which are already said and already written. And then, why should you feel good about that? Why should you feel good about that? Only because you achieved something. But the work alone, there's no own initiative there. So this, I think, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. No. You have a space for yourself in avodas Hashem. It's your own space. And you have a place, a very big place, for your own initiative in your avodas Hashem. And that what makes people work everywhere. Everywhere. The whole world. What people are doing the most is this. But we didn't take it yet in avodas Hashem by us. It is this that you are... Let's say, I make it out, I break it down. Let's say you are taking the smallest thing what you do. I give one small thing. There are several of that. I was aiming on that from a chava, which I have a chava, which is a big Talmid Chochem. And the big Talmid Chochem, he knows Shas, and he knows also these small Masechtas, and he knows other things too. And he writes his own heores, you know. So there was once a dispute I had with him, and he took one of his heftos, notebooks. No, notebooks, and he said, I wrote a heora on this Indian, I had a heora. He took the notebook, and he couldn't decipher it. He didn't know what he wrote. So I looked at him, I wanted to take the notebook, and I would, patch. I wanted to slam it, you know, with the notebook. Why that was sugar? Why? Because you are writing notes. So you write notes, not only that you are governing it from me, because I want to know what you wrote, you are governing it even for you, that you can't decipher it. But that happens to you too. Depends how strong you are in a sugya. But you are really holding in a shvere sugya, in shvuas, is a shvuas, pomvetzia. Yeah, it's like, okay, when you have a geshmake halach in Shabbos, you know, then you write, Nirei Leimo Mikan, that on a daisa you say hoetz, you know, so okay. It's a very good toast, you know, very clear, yeah. But this is not such a beginning. But when you are holding in the middle of, you know, a shvere with shibudim and with all the different kind of megalgalin olov, and it's momenous, and it's not momenous, chusataina, and all these things, and you have Rashba and Aran, and it's clear, and then upon that Rashba and Aran, then you see, there's a knetch, and then you write down the knetch. 2 months later, you have no clue what it says. No clue. Absolutely no clue. You have no clue. You don't know what you mean, you know. Why do you write Haoris? Why do you write anything down? In order that your Yorshim will write in your Sefer Zikoron, Skeineinu HaKodesh Kosav Heores Gamal Meseches Geirim Shelo Yoradnu LeSoif Taitoi, but they don't know that you also didn't Yorad LeSoif Taitoi. That's why you write Heores on the side. No, you write Heores on the side because after a month or two or a year you should be able to read it. So what is needed to write anything that you yourself should be able to decipher it after a year? What is needed? Don't know. You never thought about that. You never tinkered around with it. You never tried out what is needed. Do you have to write out the Rishonim? Do you have to write out the Ikasugya? What do you have to write out? You know, I should be able to understand it after a month too. You never tried it out. You never thought what are the steps which are needed in order to do that. So now that depends on you. There are people which are more organized, less organized. There are people which are more lengthy, less lengthy. There are people which are more clear in their thought. They are less clear in their thought. It depends on you. But those are steps which you have to take and you have to create. And when you create these steps, you will feel that you are developing. You will have a feeling for your avoida. And it's your feeling because it's your decision. It's your feeling. You don't do a thing which someone said. You do a thing which you think that's the right thing to do. Yeah? And this is a way of functioning which the whole world functions like this. When you think what people do about their hobbies, about their push-ups, or whatever they do, you know, they all do this. The one which makes a push-up, it doesn't want to break the world record in weightlifting. He doesn't want to do that. But he has a geschmack out of that, that he sees, I do something and I get better in it, you know? I do something, I decided to do something, I get better in it. I decided to do it. No one obligates me in that way. There is someone, I do it because I have an Indian to do it. It's like an obligation. But the obligation is not standing on me with a revolver, you know, and he tells me, you have to do it. No, I do it because I have an Indian that I'm better at it. I'll get better in it. When you will tinker with your own Avodas Hashem, and you'll do it by yourself, and you see that you can create a little motor for a boat, you know, for a ship for your children, you know, which goes in the bath tube, you know. So then, what you say? I could do it. So perhaps I can make a bigger one. In the end, you'll make you a big car, you're in a race car. You'll do when you like that, you know, because that's what you'll do. In Avodas Hashem, the same thing. When you'll see that you are able to tinker with a little motor, you know, then you'll go for a bigger one, and then you go for a bigger one, and then you feel that's geschmack, you know, and it's your own thing, it's your own initiative, it's not obligation, it's not the chiyuv which creates that, it is your own initiative which creates it, and it's to our amazement we don't think like this, we never thought like this, we never thought that this could be the yesod of our avoda, this could save us. That we will have a geschmack, we will have a tam in our avodas Hashem. We'll have a tam in that, because we are developing. We are de facto developing. We do something with our lives. Eh? We do something. We go further on. We go. We are getting better out of our own initiative. So this is a thing which everyone in the world works like this. Everyone. That's a thing which till today that works. Obligations don't work so much. But your own initiative and your own steps which you create yourself, that those make you being interested and going, pushing further on, that the whole world works like this. You have to find that you are accepting that what you are working with is your own chavaya, your own feeling. So this is the riddle. I want to work with my feelings, but I want to be oivet. And avoida and feeling, by us in the first glance, is like mutual exclusive. They don't go together. I'm a oivet, don't feel anything. I feel something, I'm a free man. No, you are oivet and a free man. Because you have to find your own way. You have to find your own initiative. You have to find your own steps. And when you'll find your own steps, those are your steps, and they will make you feel very thrilled and very, very, very good about what you do. This is, according to what I think, this is the background for our avodah. This is a big lack today that we think that avodah is only known, and everything is only known, and everything is Kavua. It's not like this. What is needed when you are a younger man? What is needed for davening? When you think what's needed for davening, so then you see pretty quickly. What's needed for davening, for example, that is that you are calm. Calm. Not under pressure. And when you look around how people daven, the main disturbance is that they are under pressure. They are not calm. Ruhig. Ruhig. It's a ruhige Zeit. Not thinking, and not kavona, and not making like this, and not making like that, and not closing your eyes. No, that's all side effects. That's not the actual thing. That's the thing, is that you have to be calm. And when you are going to daven and you look at these young alike, when do they arrive into the tefillah? I am not, because you have to say the Asher Yishvei V'Secho, it's Eloch Padli. When someone comes 5 minutes, you know, before Bohu, and he puts on his tefillin, that means he has only 3 minutes left for Pesukei Dezirim Kulay Meula, yeah? So, Loch Padli, I'm not bothered by him not saying Pesukei Dezirim. I'm bothered by him not being calm, being bebehole. So he for sure can't daven. You have to be calm. And when you are late, you are calm too. You know? So you're calm and late. What should I do? You know? You were late beforehand. Always when I am, not always, but when I'm late, then I always think I'm not late now. That's your big mistake. I was late beforehand already. No? I'm not late now. What's this? I'm late now? No, I'm late beforehand, you know. I went out of my bed late. Or, I'm not under the pressure. I'm calm. So you go calm to your tefillah, gewaldige tefillah. But the people, they are so pressed. So what is needed for you that you should be calm? That's an entirely other thing. You think tefillah means kavone. You think tefillah means all kind of things, you know. No, tefillah doesn't mean anything. Tefillah means that you are davening with a ruikait. That's good tefillah. So what is needed? You know that you should be ruik. When and what? What is needed? You have to create your own thing. Because there are people which naturally are more ruik. There are people which are naturally more under tension. Yeah? For example, because of that ruikai, that's only a prat. I am not able to daven in a minyan. That's what it looks to me. Daven in a minyan when I'm pushed around, you know. That comes once in a while now, becomes the tiny zester with the slichas or Rosh Chodesh, that you're daven in a minyan, then you begin one place and then you go to another place and you're pushed around. This is the end. I can't stand on my head and davening. Same thing, you know. Same effect. It doesn't do anything to me anymore. No, when I have to sit down, this is my place. Because now I'm calm. I know this is my place. This is my place. For the next half an hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half, that's where I'm at. I can't move around. I can't stand. Yeah, because I'm not calm. That's my own thing. There are people which are very calm when they move around, you know. There are people which are only calm when they move around, you know. Okay? So that's your own thing. Yeah, but this is a thing which destroys my whole tefillah. People think that I like to get up early. It's not that I like to get up early, that I like to. But I want to daven early only because this is a minyan which there is no earlier minyan which pushes me off, you know. I'm the first. So I can stay here. That's what I search. That's why I go to the first minyan. Because here I am. No one will come in, you know. No one pushes me around. I have my place. Yeah? Could be I am possessive. Could be I have a machle, which I'm a possessive man. Could be. So, okay, I work with that. What shall I do? That's my character trait. What shall I do? But I can't differently, you know. It's only, you have to find where are you? What is your way of davening? And you find what's your way of davening, you'll grow in that. You'll grow in that. It's your thing. It's mamish the same thing, lahavdil elef alfei havdalot, like lots of people work on all different kind of things out of their own initiative. Lots. The whole world does these things. And we are caught in our avodah, which be'etzem, we are part of this world, which very much works out of these senses, out of this feeling. We are part of that world. But then we look at avodah, and there we don't see it by avodah. We only see obligations. That's it. And then obligations don't do the work, and we want to feel, but we can't feel. And then we do only our own in yashir. This, what does a bocher do then? What does he do? It makes a thing which no one else does. He sleeps the whole day. That's right. That's not obligated to bichlal. That's your own initiative, you know. There you sleep the whole day. Yeah, but you are far from working anything today. You are far from working. But it's not because you are not roi. You can work like you don't know what. But you have to find the way which goes in accordance with your kelim. And you can't go in accordance with other kelim. That doesn't go. Doesn't do the job. Yeah? Okay, that is the proposal. It's a little bit heavy. Before Purim, you want to have something which is more enjoyable. But it's a very practical thing. It's very practical. It's a thing we have to, I think one has to give a little bit a thought about. It, when you are educated in yeshivas, this will create by you some antibodies, because you think, why don't you make the obligation stronger? That is a thing which occurs to a lot of people. And they hear me speaking like this, they say, well, why do you have to find another aid? Just make the obligation stronger. So my truth to that is, perhaps it works.
could be.
But when I look at the world as a whole, that we are breathing the same things, I see that in the world overall, that doesn't work like this. So I am doubtful whether we could really work with that. I'm doubtful. I don't say no. I am afraid to say no because I will have enemies, you know. But I don't know. But I'm not sure. But there is perhaps another way of doing the same thing. Again, I want avoid. I want you should work. I do not want you should not work. I want you should work. But you have to find the thing which makes you work. And that's what we see in Japan. That the thing which makes the people alive, which enables life, is gone. That means the background is lacking. We have to find what is our background in working, in Avodas Hashem. The background which makes us work. Yeah? So that's what I thought could be a certain way for us. That's what I wanted to say. So that was the Vat for today. Next week will be Tuesday, the day after Purim. So I think you call that a hangover. That's right, that you call it. Okay? So Purim is the only day in the year where it's mutter the next day to have a hangover. So it's the same way that this week, the only Vat in English is Tuesday. The week after Purim, the only Vat in English will be Thursday. And Tuesday will be off. Because I can't measure up with a good bottle of whiskey. I can't measure up with that one, you know. That's beyond my capabilities. So, fine. So next week, the Vat will be on Thursday and not on Tuesday. Atkan.